啊，翻译呢？啊，可以。
好，我们请大家一起低头同心默祷。
Please pray in silence.
阿门。
哈利路亚，奉主之圣名开始我们下午的见证会。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon testimony session.
我们一起来唱诗152首。
Let us sing hymn 152. Before we begin the testimony session, let us all kneel down and pray together.
我们求主耶稣圣灵来带领我们的见证会。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide our testimony session.
使我们做见证的同龄能够在这里与众人分享耶稣基督在他们生命当中的作为。
So that the sisters who are testifying can testify before all of us here today of the work that Lord Jesus had in their lives.
更能够使我们心被一起心被恩感来歌颂神。
And so that our hearts can be moved so that we can praise God.
我们也求主耶稣赐给他们智慧跟口才。
We also ask Lord Jesus to give them wisdom and the gift of speech.
能够把神的恩典跟见证好好的与我们一同来述说。
So that they can communicate to us the Lord's power and grace.
我们一起同心来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
们。
感谢主的恩典，在每一次的大专班大专神学训练班里，我们都会安排两次的见证会。
Thank God for His grace that every NYTS we have two testimony sessions.
希望能够借着学员的勉励，能够使大家一起得到造就。
We hope that through the encouragement from the participants, everyone can be edified.
那我们这一次的见证会，有两位姐妹来与我们一同分享主奇妙的作为。
And for this testimony session, there are two sisters who are going to testify of God's great work.
一位是从北加州的 Ruth.
One is from is Sister Ruth from Northern California.
另外一位则是从纽约来的 Selena.
And the other is Sister Selena from New York.
我们就现在请 Ruth 先来跟我们分享她的见证。
So we now invite Sister Ruth to come up and testify.
Before we begin, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
开始之前，大家一同低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Today I'll be sharing about all the blessings and lessons that God has given me through my job search process.
我今天要跟大家分享的是主在我在找工作的时候给我的恩典。
So a little over a year ago,
大概一年多之前,
I suddenly thought of taking a gap year instead of going straight to grad school.
我突然想要休学一年，然后不是直接去上念研究所。
So even though taking 1 year break sounds really nice, I actually felt stressed about it.
虽然休息一年听起来是蛮好的，但是我开始很有压力。
I heard a lot of different things from different people around me.
在我身边不同的人都跟我讲不同的意见。
And most of them thought it wasn't a good idea.
那大部分的人都觉得不是一个好的主意。
So I felt really lost.
所以我就感觉很茫然无措。
And the more I thought about it, I felt like, well, God wouldn't be like, Ruth, you shall go to grad school first.
所以我越想就越觉得神不会直接跟我说 ,Ruth, 你应该要去念研究所。
So how would I know what the right choice is?
所以我要怎么知道正确的选择是什么?
So after a couple weeks of praying about it,
所以在祷告一个多礼拜之后,
God actually arranged a lot of things for me to have a more peaceful heart and more faith.
那主为了我安排许多事情让我能够有更平安的心然后更多的信心。
So the first thing that happened was a sister that I haven't talked to for like more than 6 months started a conversation with me.
那第一件发生的事情就是一位姐妹，我们已经超过六个月没有联络了。那她突然开始跟我讲话。
And she asked what I was planning to do with my future after graduation.
她问我说我在毕业之后我对未来有什么计划。
And I said that I had no idea.
我说我完全不知道。
And that's when she gave me this one question to think about.
那她那个时候就给了我一个问题。
What is God's place in your plans?
主在你的计划中占了什么样的位置呢?
She said that my answer and commitment to this question will be the key to making a godly decision.
她告诉我说,我对这个问题的答案就是我要做一个正确属神的选择是一个关键的一个答案。
And later that same week, I clicked on a random sermon from the e-library about Thanksgiving.
那这个礼拜的之后几天，我上我们教会的影音图书馆在网络上面，那就刚刚好点了一个讲道。
And one of the main key points that the speaker mentioned was how God encourages us and exhorts us all the time.
那这个在讲道的人讲到其中一个很重要的一点，就是神一直都会鼓励我们，然后教导我们。
And so God's message isn't always something we hear audibly or directly from Him.
主要给我们的讯息不一定是我们真的就是亲耳可以听到的东西。
It might be from a sermon or it might be from a Bible passage we read.
这可能是讲道的时候会听到的，或是在读经的时候会读到的。
It can even be conversations we have with brothers and sisters throughout the week and on Sabbath.
甚至有可能是我们跟弟兄姐妹在每周或是安息日的时候的交流的时候听到的。
And in this sermon, the speaker also shared a testimony about a sister who was deciding whether she should continue working or if she should stay at home with her kids.
那这个讲到的时候，讲到的人他也分享了一个见证，是关于一位姐妹，她在选择要出去工作，还是要在家里带小孩。
And so when I was listening to the testimony, I was really amazed.
我记得说我听到这个见证的时候，我心里就很惊喜。
Because I wouldn't really expect a testimony about making decisions and a testimony about Thanksgiving.
因为在一个我没有期盼说人们没有预料到会听到这样子一个见证是关于如何做选择的。
And my own experience was a fulfillment of what the speaker was talking about.
那我自己的经验就完全跟这个在讲道的人说的见证很就是相似。
And so I was really touched by God's compassion for my little faith.
所以我对神对我的小信就满了感动。
Because he didn't have to arrange for that sister to talk to me and give me that question.
因为他很有怜悯慈爱，他让这个姐妹问了我这个问题。
And he also didn't have to let this sermon be the sermon I listened to.
他也不需要安排说我刚刚好听到这个道理。
But he did all those things.
但是他为了我做这么多事情。
And so that question and that testimony would be something that carried me through a few other struggles that came later.
所以这个问题还有这个见证，就在之后我所经历的一些挣扎和困难的时候就帮助了我。
So in the back of my mind during my job search, I wasn't sure if I would actually be able to find a job related to my major.
所以我在找工作的时候，我不确定我所念的这个科系，我是不是可以找到一个相关的工作。
And for me, I thought to be productive during my gap year, that means I have to find a job fast.
那我觉得说要在这个休学一年的时候有很多的收获的话，我需要赶快找到工作。
And I felt like time was going by really fast, and then I didn't have much time to find a job.
我也觉得时间过得很快，那我能找工作的时间就越来越少。
But one sister at this time, when I was confiding with her about my worries,
我在跟一位姐妹分享我的担心的事情的时候，
she said that God has already prepared the best thing for you.
她告诉我说，神已经为你预备了最好的东西，
the gift of salvation,
就是救恩这个礼物。
So how can he not take care of something so much smaller in comparison?
那他怎么能不照顾你这个相对之下这么小的一件事呢？
So after a couple more days of prayer,
所以在几天的祷告之后，
I decided to go ahead with my gap year.
我决定了要休学一年。
And in hindsight, postponing the grad school applications and all the exams I have to take.
事后回想起来，我这样延迟了我需要进研究所的这些申请还有考试。
Gave me a lot more time and energy to serve him during my senior year in college.
给了我很多时间和精力，在我大四这一年可以更加来侍奉神。
And that in itself was a great blessing of joy and spiritual growth.
所以这个是一个对我来说是一个非常喜乐，然后灵性上很有增长的一个祝福。
So fast forwarding to January of this year,
那我们现在快转到今年的一月。
I started my job search and took it much more seriously.
我开始了找工作的这个旅程，然后就看待对它还蛮看重的。
But every time I sat down, it was clear that I was unqualified for the jobs I was actually interested in.
但每一次我坐下来找的时候，我就发觉说，我想要做的这些工作，我其实都不够格。
And when I talked to my classmates and hearing their experiences, I felt that my resume was actually really bad.
我在跟我的同学们讲话的时候，然后听他们的工作经验的时候，我就觉得我的履历表真的是不怎么样。
So at this time, I started to worry and doubt again.
所以这个时候, 我又开始担心, 然后质疑我的决定。
And I thought to myself, what if this was all a big mistake?
我开始想说, 这个是不是一个很大的错误?
What if the gap year wasn't the right thing to do?
我是不是不应该要休学一年?
But it was too late to turn back.
但这个时候为时已晚。
So then in mid-March, I finished college.
所以在三月中的时候, 我大学毕业。
And this is when I started to narrow down a few jobs that I was interested in.
这个时候我也开始找到了几个, 我想要做的工作。
So my job search was focused on Northern California.
那我在找的工作的地区是, 集中在北加。
And one would be near the church I went to during college.
一个会在我在大学的时候去的教会附近。
And one was near the church I grew up in, which is East Bay.
另外一个是我, 长大的时候在的教会,就是东湾教会。
And so during this time already, God gave me a lot of assurance that he would provide for everything.
但这段时期,神给了我很多的安慰,告诉我说他会, 帮助我,给我,供给我。
So a sister in Sacramento actually offered, if I did find something in Sacramento, I could stay with her.
因为在沙加缅度教会的姐妹,她告诉我说,假如我真的找到工作的话,我可以跟她住。
I also had the option to move back home.
我也有可以搬回家的这个选择。
And both of these options really alleviated the stressful search for housing.
那这两个选择都帮助我减轻了我需要找住宿的地方的这个压力。
So in spite of that reassurance, I still felt that my worries and fears were a lot greater than my faith.
虽然有了这么多安慰人的事情,但是我还是觉得我的担忧胜过我的信心。
And even when I needed it most, God always provided a spiritual support network.
但我在最需要的时候,主也为了我预备了很好的灵性上面的支持我的系统。
Whenever I got super stressed,
我每次很有压力的时候,
there was always a friend who would drop everything to pray with me on FaceTime.
都会有一个朋友撇开一切跟我视讯来祷告。
I even had a friend who took a special bathroom break at work to pray in silence in the bathroom for me.
我还有一位朋友在工作的时候特别休息去上厕所,然后其实是在为我默祷。
And some brothers and sisters that I am not super close with shared their testimonies about their job search with me.
也有一些跟我其实不太很熟的弟兄姐妹,他们也跟我分享他们找工作的经验。
And I felt really touched because I never told them that I was looking for a job or anything.
那我就觉得很感动,因为我其实没有告诉他们说我在找工作。
Then I came across a couple of jobs that really felt like a dream come true.
那我又看到了几个工作,感觉像是梦想成真,这样很好的工作。
These opportunities allowed me to work with kids.
这些机会让我可以跟小孩子工作。
And they didn't require a teaching credential, since I don't have one.
然后又不需要教师执照,因为我没有这个执照。
And so I submitted my resume.
所以我就送了我的履历表。
And decided to just pray to God for more faith.
然后决定向主祷告,求更多的信心。
A few weeks passed.
几个礼拜之后,
and I received a couple emails to schedule phone interviews and jobs in both cities.
我收到了一些回复是在两个城市都有电话的面试。
And so the first email I got was for a literacy intervention program.
我第一个收到的回复是关于一个教英文读书的一个中心。
So that's for kids who are behind in reading, and you help them get back on track.
所以就是帮助一些小孩，他们读书能力比同年龄的小孩还慢，那就是帮他们增强他们读书的能力。And
so this job was closer to home.
那这个工作离我家里比较近。And
the interviewer wanted to talk on the Thursday of that same week.
面试官想要那个礼拜的星期四就跟我面试。
But I was actually going to have oral surgery to take out all four wisdom teeth.
但是那个礼拜四我刚刚好有要拔出我四个智齿的牙医的手术。
So I asked if I could please reschedule the interview for later.
所以我就请他让我可以延迟我的面试。
And the next email I got said that the latest I could postpone to would be Monday.
那他下一个回复就告诉我说，我最晚可以延到接下来的礼拜一。
So since it's my first phone interview ever,
既然这是我第一次有电话面试
，I just agreed and didn't really think about the details.
我就答应了，然后没有想太多关于这个细节的问题。
So thank God the oral surgery itself went really smoothly.
感谢神，这个牙医的手术蛮成功，顺利的过。
However, the days afterward, because the medication was too strong.
但是几天那之后的几天，因为他开药开得很强
，I was super dysfunctional.
所以我完全没有办法做事。
And as Monday got closer and closer,
星期一越来越近的时候
，I suddenly remembered that I had a phone interview.
我就突然想起来，我有一个电话面试。
At this time, one friend reminded me that even though I was very dysfunctional and kind of not totally alert,
这个时候有一个朋友就提醒我，虽然我完全没有办法做什么事情，然后脑子也不是很清楚。
She reminded me to take a look at the bigger picture.
她提醒我要放大角度看更大的整体的事情。
If this is the job that God wants for you,
若这个工作是神要你有的工作
，You'll definitely have it.
那你就一定会拿到。
And he also already knows what's best for you.
他也已经知道什么是对你最好的事。
So on the day of the phone interview,
所以电话面试当天
，my face was still really swollen.
我的脸还是很肿。
And so I had a very even more obvious lisp.
然后我讲话的时候就有大舌头。
And so I thought, like, why would they hire someone for a like reading program, if the person can't even enunciate?
我就想说，他们怎么会录取我来教别人读书？假如我连念字都咬得不清楚。
But quite miraculously, 30 minutes before the interviewer was going to call me.
但是很神奇的是，在电话面试之前的30分钟。
At least my headache and the nausea I've had for 2 consecutive days subsided.
我两天连续有的头痛还有晕眩都退了。
And God provided me a lot of physical strength and also mental strength.
但神给了我很多身体上面还有心中的力量。
But then a few minutes before I got the phone call,
那在电话要打来的几分钟之前
my neighbor's dog started to bark obnoxiously.
我的邻居的狗开始一直叫
，and I was already kind of tired by then.
我那时候已经蛮累了
，so I just prayed, God, please help me just focus, even though this dog is barking.
我就跟主祷告说，主啊，求你帮助我能够专心，虽然这只狗叫得很大声。
And literally a second before the interviewer called, the dog suddenly just stopped.
然后在电话打来的前一秒钟，狗就突然不叫了。
And it really made me smile at that moment.
那个时候我就会心一笑。
So thank God, I was able to talk somewhat clearly during my interview.
感谢神，我在面试的时候就可以还蛮清楚的讲话。
But near the end, I started to get really tired again.
那在面试到结尾的时候，我又开始还蛮累的。
And then I could only hear like half the question.
我大概只能听到问题的一半而已。
And then I was like, I can't ask what the question was again.
我又不能问说，问题是什么。
So I just like took a deep breath and said hallelujah.
所以我又深了一口气，然后说哈利路亚。
And I also prayed that God just please help me get through this.
然后我也向神祷告说，主啊，求你带领我过了这次的难关。
And so after that, it felt like God actually gave me the words to speak, and I truly felt that God was the one who was sustaining me through every moment.
那之后，我真的感觉神给了我应该要说的话，那我也觉得神真的是在支持我度过每一个秒钟。
And so with all of those things that happened in that short period of time,
所以在这那短暂的时间内发生的这一切事
my heart was really thankful.
我心中就充满了感恩。
And I was no longer super stressed about the outcome.
那我也不再为了事后会发生的结果非常有压力。
So praise and thank God, a week later for this job, I went in for an in-person interview.
感谢赞美神，在一个礼拜之后，我又自己去当面的面试，为了这个工作。
And then one more week later, I ended up getting a job offer.
那又在一个礼拜之后，我就拿到我 被录取了的通知。
But instead of feeling happy,
但是我并不是非常开心。
I had a lot of questions in my heart.
我反而是心中充满了问题。
How do I know which job is the one God wants me to take?
我要怎么知道神到底是要我拿哪一份工作？
So this job offer only gave me 1 week to make a decision.
所以这个公司它只给我一个礼拜让我决定要不要接受它的录取。
And for this particular job, once you accept, you're not supposed to back out of it.
那这一份工作也是我一旦接受了，我就不能再反悔，然后拒绝。
So what else was in my mind was how I had other in-person interviews coming up for Sacramento.
所以我脑中又在想说，我在沙加缅度又有另外一个要进去当面的面试。
Some were scheduled after I had to respond to this job offer.
那这个面试是在我需要回复另外一家公司之后才会有这个面试。
So it felt like a tug of war. Should I accept this job offer?
所以我心中就感觉像在拔河，我是不是应该要接受这个工作？
Should I not take it?
还是我应该拒绝它？
What if I accepted it but then regretted it later because something better would come up in Sacramento?
假如我接受的话，我会不会之后又反悔，因为觉得说沙加缅度的另外一个工作其实比较好。
Or what if I declined it and then I also regret that?
那或是我会不会拒绝了这份工作，但是又一样反悔？
So all these questions really blinded me from cherishing the grace of God.
所以这些问题让我对神的恩典盲目了。
I was so fixed on figuring things out that I didn't realize this process had actually been really smooth.
我一直执着于要怎么解决这些问题，然后没有发现说其实我这整个找工作的经历是非常顺利的。
My mom pointed out that this was actually the first job that I even sent an application for.
我妈妈就点醒我说，这其实是我一生中第一次有申请一份工作。
And the first in-person interview I went to.
那我也是我第一次去当面跟别人面试。
And the first job offer.
也是我第一次被工作录取了。
In just 4 weeks.
然后这全部都在四个礼拜中发生。
And as amazing as this process is, it's really all by the grace of God.
那这全部的事情都非常的奇妙，也全都是主的恩典。
Because I wouldn't be where I am today if he didn't provide every opportunity or sustain me through all the interviews.
所以假如我不会站在这里，假如不是神一直给我这样子的机会，然后又帮助我度过所有的面试。
So during one prayer, I actually suddenly saw that there was a lot of things wrong in my heart.
所以我有次在祷告中就发现说我的心中其实有很多过错。
So I had always thought that I was trying really hard to find out what God's will is.
我一直都觉得说我非常的认真在寻求神的旨意。
That I was extra careful to make sure that what I chose in the end would be what he wanted me to do.
我都一直非常的小心来确定说我选择的东西是神想要我选择的。
But in reality, the reason why I had an overwhelming sense of struggle,
但其实我心中会有这么大的挣扎。
Was because I was holding tightly to my self-will.
是因为我非常紧握着我自己的旨意。
And I placed my sense of security in having a job rather than in God.
那我也把我的安全感放在找到工作，而不是在神身上。
I was also discontent with the way things turned out.
我也对事情的发展不太满意。
It wasn't until this moment that I realized how much I wanted a job in Sacramento.
一直到这一刻，我才发现说，我其实是非常想要在沙加缅度有工作的。
If I got a job there, I could continue to go to the church that has really felt like home for the past few years.
假如我在那边找到工作的话，我就可以继续去，我这四年来去的教会，那个教会也感觉像一个家。
And this job offer in the Bay Area made it a reality that I would go back to the church I grew up in.
那我在另外一个地区找到的有被录取的这个工作，让我突然就觉得说，其实我是会被有可能会搬回家的。
And so going to the church back at home actually ironically puts me out of my comfort zone.
而我回到家附近的这个教会的话，其实 不是在我舒适的这个圈子里面。
And I always felt a little bit spiritually lonely at that church.
因为在那个教会，我其实一直都感到灵性上面还蛮孤单的。
And I thought it would be best for my faith to keep going there, to Sacramento Church.
所以我觉得说，对我的信仰来说，最好的选择应该是要继续去沙加缅度教会。
And the idea of not being able to be there filled my heart with dread.
所以我一想到说我可能不能再去这个教会，我心中就充满了难过。
And I felt like God didn't understand how I felt.
我也觉得说神并不了解我心中的这个感觉。
But through the next week,
但是在下一个礼拜的时候,
I prayed a lot with one of my spiritual friends.
我和一个灵性上面的伙伴一起祷告了很多次。
And I gained a lot more clarity about myself.
那在透过祷告中，我也更清楚地看到自己。
And so it was through a lot of prayer and meditating on the word of God that I was able to really put down that self-will and the pride.
那就是透过祷告，还有在思想神的话， 让我能够终于把我的自己的旨意放下。
So I began to understand that God has what God has planned is always the best.
我也开始了解到神所计划的永远都是最好的。
And the scope of my own perspective and thoughts and desires are all very flawed and limited.
那我自己的角度、观点还有想法和想要的，其实是都是非常有缺陷的，也非常有限。
So looking back, even the college I went to in the end,
我回想起来，我最后去的那个大学
wasn't one I saw myself in.
其实不是我原来想去的大学。
But it turned out to be a very memorable and blessed 4 years.
但是这4年其实是非常的值得我回忆，然后非常宝贵有恩典的4年。
And I realized through prayer that being out of your comfort zone is really what can help you grow.
我也透过祷告学习到 要踏出我们舒适的圈子，才能让我们成长。And
I began to also see that I had the wrong heart and attitude about change and also about going to church that were not pleasing to God.
我也发现我其实心中对改变还有对去教会的一些观点和想法其实是神所不喜悦的。And
so at about throughout that same week of deciding whether to accept or reject the job offer.
所以在那一个礼拜，当我在决定是否要接受还是拒绝这个工作的时候，
I was also still waiting to hear back from one job in Sacramento.
我也在等待另外一个在沙加缅度的工作机会给我的回复。
And it was basically very similar to the one I got a job offer for.
那另外一个的工作性质跟这个的蛮像。
So a lot of days passed.
那过了几天之后,
and I didn't hear anything from the Sacramento job.
我都没有听到沙加缅度给我的回复。
And it did make my heart feel a little bit uneasy.
我心中就有点不安。
But one important lesson I learned,
但是我学到一个很重要的教训是,
was what the will of God really means in our daily life.
神的旨意在我们每天的生活中到底有什么意思？
So throughout that past year, I really thought that doing the will of God means you need to know the exact details.
我在这过去的一年一直觉得说，要照着神的旨意行，我们就一定要知道，我就一定要知道全部的细节。
So like I need to know where I'm going in advance.
我需要知道我之后要去哪里。
Or I need to know what I'm going to do.
我需要知道我要做什么事。
But in reality, it's not really like that.
但是其实并不是这样。
The will of God is not about choosing this job over the other.
神的旨意并不是说要选择这份工作，或是那份工作。
It's not about the destination, actually.
不是，也不是关于我们的终点。
At least on earth.
至少在这世界上的终点。
What's most important is that we have that right motivation and direction no matter where we are.
最重要的是我们有对的动机还有方向，不管我们在哪里。
Or what stage of life we're in.
或是我们在人生的哪一个阶段。
We need to be committed to bringing glory to God.
我们需要一心为了荣耀神。
And edify both ourselves and those around us.
然后也要努力造就自己还有我们身边的所有人。
And so this lesson really changed the way I prayed that week.
所以这个教训真的改变了我那个礼拜怎么样祷告。
It was no longer an obsession with what will happen in the future.
我不是一直在执着于未来会发生的事情。
It was more about thinking about how can I glorify God today.
而是关于我今天怎么样能够荣耀神。
So Wednesday came and I had 24 hours to submit my acceptance letter.
所以星期三到的时候我只剩下24小时可以回复第一家公司。
Thank God my heart was no longer feeling that tug of war.
那感谢神我那时候心中已经不再有拔河了。
And I received an email that night regarding the Sacramento job I was waiting for.
我那一天晚上也收到了一个回复关于沙加缅度的那个工作机会。
I didn't get that job.
我没有被录取。
But this time around, I was actually really happy and there was no feeling of disappointment.
但是这一次我反而非常的喜乐，然后心中没有失望的感觉。
Even though I wouldn't be where I originally wanted to be,
虽然我不会在我原本想要在的地方，
I felt that God was showing me compassion again.
但是我觉得神真的在表现出他对我的慈爱。
Because he allowed me to have a sense of closure.
因为他让我能够知道事情的结尾而安心。
And he also knew how indecisive I am.
他也知道我是多么不会做选择。
So he probably knew that I would probably struggle a lot if I were given two choices.
所以他大概知道说在两个选择中我会非常的挣扎。
So with a very peaceful heart, I accepted the offer.
所以我有了一个非常平安的心，然后我就接受了原本的工作机会。
And by God's grace, I thought I wouldn't be able to attend PMVP.
感谢神的恩典，我原本以为我没有办法来参加开拓志工讲习会。
And there was a moment where I thought I wouldn't be able to attend at all.
我原本有想说可能完全都没有办法来参加。
Because at my phone interview, they gave me one date, one start date.
因为我电话面试的时候，他给了我一个开始工作的日期。
But then after the in-person interview, they told me that it would start earlier, but they didn't know exactly when.
那我在当面面试的时候，他又给了我一个更早的日期，但他没有说得很确定。
But really, thank God, I felt like God knew that I really wanted to go to PMVP.
但是真的很感谢神，我觉得说神知道我很想要来参加这一次的开拓志工讲习会。
Even though I didn't really pray about it specifically.
虽然我不是在祷告中有真的为这件事情求。
And so my new job actually starts the day after PMVP ends.
那我的新工作其实是在这个讲习会结束之后的隔天开始。
So from this past year, I learned a lot about God's unceasing mercy and endless patience with me.
从这过去的一年，我学到了关于主对我无止境的怜悯还有耐心。
And I learned that I was someone who really walked by sight instead of by faith.
我学到说我其实是一个凭眼界走，而不是凭信心在行的人。
And what helped me really appreciate all of God's comfort.
那这让我能够更加感激主给我的安慰
was keeping a blessings journal
而帮助我能够这样子发现的是因为我开始记录我所有的人生中的恩典
and I was able to see how like the crumbs of grace gathered together over time in a beautiful way
我就开始看到说我人生中一点一滴的恩典其实都堆积在一起，成为一个很美好的东西。
And so there's a saying that says, when you see God in the small things, you can see Him in all things.
所以有一句话说，假如你在小事上面可以看到神，那你在所有的事上都可以看到神。
From this experience, I also learned that I need to embrace God's plans above my own.
从这个经验，我也学到说我应该要接受主的计划，胜过我自己的计划。
Quite literally, I'm definitely someone who likes to plan things.
我非常喜欢计划事情。
And through this, I realized I put more faith in my planning abilities than I do in God's.
透过这件事，我才发现我把我对我自己的计划的能力，我对我自己计划能力更有信心，胜过于对主的能力。
And at the end of the day,
那在最后
my fulfilled plans won't bring me joy.
就算我的计划成功了，这也不会带给我喜乐。
Because only God can do that.
因为只有神可以带给我喜乐。
And when things don't turn out the way we pray,
那我们祷告中所求的事就算没有成真。
We always have that choice to walk away from God or walk even closer to Him.
我们可以选择走离开神或是走向他。
And so faith should not be measured by how successful we think our prayers are.
所以我们的信心不应该是从我们祷告有多么的成功而来衡量的。
But rather how much we trust God when His plans differ from ours.
而是神的计划与我们的计划不同的时候，我们多么的相信他。
And lastly, I realized how God's loving care is really in all of our life experiences.
最后我发现到神的慈爱其实是充满我们所有的人生经历。
He knows all that's on our minds.
他知道我们心中所有的事。
Even if we didn't bring it to prayer or even if we didn't tell someone else about it.
就算我们没有在祷告中告诉他或是告诉其他人。
He knows what kind of sleep we didn't get.
他知道我们是怎么样缺眠。
And he also knows that some days are super rough, so we need extra encouragement more than other days.
他也知道有一些日子我们其实是特别的辛苦，所以我们需要更多的鼓励。
And we can look at our life from a lot of different aspects.
我们可以从很多不同的层面来看我们的生命。
From our spiritual friends.
从我们灵性的伙伴。
Our spiritual mentors.
我们灵性的老师。
From the children around us.
从我们身边的小朋友。
And our parents.
我们的父母。
God is working through every crevice and corner.
神在每一个角落都在做工。
And if we take the time to reflect, we can learn something from every single person we cross paths with.
假如我们真的认真在反省观察的话，我们会发觉说，我们生命中所有遇到的人都可以教导我们一些教训。
So in conclusion, I wanted to turn to a psalm.
最后我想要翻开诗篇。
Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Let's read verse 2 first.
请读第二节。
O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
第二节，我的心啊，你曾对主说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
And let's skip to verses 7 and 8.
我们再来读第七和第八节。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
第七节，我必称颂那指教我的主，我的心常在夜间也警戒我。
Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
第八节，我将主常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
So these verses have really served not only as an encouragement for me through this time,
这几个经节在这段时间不断时常鼓励我，
but it also encompasses everything that he has taught me this year.
还包含了这一年中他所有教导我的教训。
And with that, may all the glory and honor be unto his holy name.
愿一切荣耀都归于主的圣名。
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们有机会一起来分享这个寻找工作的见证。
That we were able to hear this testimony about finding a job.
在这个年纪就是进入大学以后，人生变得非常的不同。
At this age, which is after going to college, our lives are very different.
在过去，或许你的父母为你做了所有人生的计划、跟安排、跟决定。
In the past, perhaps your parents made all of the decisions and planning for you.
但是从进入大学之后，人生就非常不同。
But after entering college, our lives are very different.
我们有很多的问题。
We have many problems.
我们有很多的选择。
We have many choices.
我们有很多未知的未来要去面对。
We have many uncertain future that we have to face.
要读什么学校？
What school to attend?
要读什么学科？
What major to study?
要选哪一个老师？
What teacher to choose?
要走哪个方向？
What path, what direction to walk?
要找哪一个工作？
What career to choose?
甚至到最后要与谁结为伴侣？
And even in the end, who should we marry?
所以在这些人生的重大抉择
但是你却看不到，所以会害怕。
And in these key decisions in life, we can't see the future, so we fear.
啊，但是我们虽然看不见
，But even though we cannot see,
但是引导我们的神却看得很清楚。
The God who leads us sees clearly.
啊，所以在以赛亚书的第五十五章。
So in Isaiah chapter 55,
以赛亚书的五十五章第八节
，Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8,
第八节，主神说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。”第九
，verse 9,
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。啊，所以在这里，圣经提醒我们。
So here the Bible reminds us.
很多时候我们已经先决定了什么是好的。
Oftentimes we already predetermined what is good.
然后我们拼命来祷告。
And then we keep praying.
然后如果照这样子成，我们就觉得这就是神回应了我们的祷告。
And if it indeed follows as we prayed, then we say, God responded to our prayers.
其实不是这样啊。
But it is not so.
啊，所以我们要在人生当中学会交托。
So in our lives, we need to be able to give up for God.
啊，不管神怎么引领，总是最好最美。
No matter how God leads us, it will always be the best and the most beautiful.
啊，我们接下来请 Selina 姐妹。
Now we invite Sister Selina.
So before we begin, let's all bow our heads and pray.
在开始之前，大家一同低头默祷。
Amen. Amen. Okay, so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share.
奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
So I would also like to testify about how God has found me a job.
我也想要来见证说主是如何为我找到工作。
I think having grown up in the church, I've experienced very deeply how God has given me so much grace in life.
在教会里面长大，我其实已经有很多经验关于主是如何的带领我。
So I would like to share with you about this past year.
所以我想要分享关于我这过去的一年。
Well, I guess not just about finding a job, but also the job itself.
不只是关于找到工作，但也关于这工作本身。
I think this past year, God has really taught me that I need to submit to His will and also to rely on Him for strength.
这过去的一年，神真的教导我说，我需要顺从他的旨意，然后需要依靠他。
So I graduated last year in May.
我去年五月的时候毕业。
And so, I'm also a teacher.
我也是一个老师。
So at the end of May, I graduated. I was really happy to have finally finished college.
我五月的时候毕业之后，我非常的开心能够顺利毕业。
And I really give thanks to God for having guided me through all the years of college.
我也真的很感谢神，因为他带领我过了大学的这几年。
So I had also signed up for church seminars for the whole summer.
我那个暑假的时候也要参加许多教会的讲习会。
But I had a month in between, so I had the month of June, and I took the month of June to take all of my teacher certifications.
我在那中间六月的时候有一个空的这个月，所以我就用那个月来做我全部的教师执照的考试。
So I signed up for all of the tests at the end of June, so I took the whole month of June to study.
我所有的考试都是在六月底，所以我就用了整个六月来念书。
So thank God, I took all of the exams except one.
感谢神，我所有的考试都有考完了，除了一个。
Because one of them was really difficult, and it was something that I kept dragging my feet about.
因为那个考试非常的难，所以我就一直在拖。
With that in mind, I just kept putting it off.
所以我就因为很难，所以就一直在演，一直在演。
And then July came, and I remember very clearly that on July 4th,
那个时候七月就来了。那我记得在七月四号的时候。
So for those who aren't American, July 4th is Fourth of July, which is Independence Day.
那不是在座不是美国人的人，七月四号是我们的国庆日。
So it was really sad that day. I actually spent the whole entire day at home and looking for jobs.
所以还蛮难过的，我那一天一整天都在家里面在找工作。
Because in New York we have this teacher system, hiring system, where you have to apply, and then once you're accepted into it, all the openings are posted online.
所以在纽约的系统就是说你要他们要聘请老师的时候你需要申请然后你通过了之后才能看到所有的工作机会
So I think the 4th of July was the day that I got my that the system was open to me so that was why I spent the whole entire day looking for jobs
所以7月4号就是系统为我敞开门的时候所以我就可以看到所有的工作机会
I remember that day I looked at the system and then I was very disappointed because there weren't that many jobs on there.
我记得那天我在看系统上面就还蛮失望的，因为其实上面的工作机会并不是很多。
But then at the same time, I thought, well, I don't really have that many options. I still need to find a job.
但同样的，我还是想说，虽然没有很多选择，但是我需要找一份工作。
So then I remember that day, I sent out about like 7 resumes.
所以我记得那一天我寄了大概七份履历表。
And in my mind, I thought that was a lot.
我心中想说，其实那应该很多。
So then I decided to just let it be.
所以我就觉得那就这样子吧。
So after sending out all the resumes of that on that day, 2 days later, I left for California.
那一天我寄完履历表之后，两天之后我就飞往加州。
So I went to attend music camp.
我去参加音乐的教会的音乐营。
And I kept telling myself, I need to finish this certification. I need to finish it.
然后在音乐营的时候，我就一直告诉自己说，我需要完成这个执照的考试。
But then I never got around to it.
但是我就没有真的做到。
I don't know why, but I just didn't want to do it.
我不知道为什么，但是我就真的不想要做。
But I knew I had to do it.
但我知道我需要做。
So then after music camp, there was three days of break.
所以在音乐营之后有三天的休息时间。
And then it was NYTS.
然后就是大学的审讯班。
And I was telling myself, I was like, I need to finish this before I go to NYTS.
我就跟自己说，我需要在大学审讯班之前完成。
So this is like procrastination.
所以这就是拖了很久。
So then, in those 3 days of break, I actually went out to have fun.
那三天的休假的时候，我就出去玩。
Okay, I took one day to do it.
我用了一天的时间做了这个考试。
This test had 3 portions, so I spent that one day doing one of the portions. And I already finished one portion, so I had one more portion left.
所以这个考试有三段，那我其实之前就已经完成了一段，我用了那一天完成了第二段，所以我还剩下最后一段。
So I was just telling myself, I need to get this done before NYTS.
所以我又跟自己讲说，我需要在审讯班之前完成它。
But by the time NYTS came, I was not done.
但是审讯班来的时候，到的时候我还是没有完成。
So then, I was in PMVP.
所以我其实是在参加开拓志工讲习会。
And so I was telling myself, okay, I need to have a game plan.
所以我就跟自己说，我需要有个计划。
So I need to spend the first few days and just knock it out of the park so that I could focus on NYTS.
所以我需要前几天就把它完成，这样子我剩下来的时间就可以专心。
But I really learned that, you know, God is a jealous God.
但是我真的发现说，神是一个嫉邪的神。
Because I came to NYTS on Sunday night, and then that night I remember going to the bathroom and I was not feeling well.
我就记得说我礼拜天到教会，然后那天晚上在厕所中我就发现我其实不太舒服。
So I had planned to spend the first day and just like go out during lunchtime and just work on my exam and like not pray.
我原本计划说，这前几天的午餐时间，我就出去完成这个考试，那我就不要祷告。
But then God really made me learn a painful lesson.
但是神他就逼着我学了一个还蛮痛苦的一次的教训。
It was that I was sick the next day, the whole entire day.
所以我隔天我就非常的不舒服。
So I was unable to work on my exam.
我就没有办法来做这个考试。
I was also unable to listen to any of those classes.
我也没有办法认真听课。
So then I was thinking about it and I was like, why is this happening?
所以我就在想说，为什么会发生这件事？
But I still was pretty stubborn.
但我还是很固执。
So then the second day I was like, okay, today is the day.
所以第二天我就说，好，今天就是。
So I was like, today is the day that I'm going to get this done and just focus on NYTS after I'm done.
今天就是我要完成这项考试的这一天，那之后我就可以专心来上课。
And that was the day I had really bad stomach aches.
那第二天那一天我就肚子非常的痛。
So again, God really taught me that, you know, the time that you have to dedicate to Him should belong to Him.
再一次神教我说，我们需要奉献给神的时间就真的是他的时间。
So then by the third day, I had learned my lesson.
所以第三天的时候我就学到了这个教训。
And so I said to God, I was like, okay, God, okay, I will focus and pray and just focus on you.
第三天我就跟神说，我今天会专心会祷告，然后就专心在你身上。
So all of this time, it's also during this no answering from any of the resumes I had sent.
那这同样的时间，这几天我都没有拿到任何工作的回复。
So I was also getting a little agitated.
所以我也开始蛮紧张的。
So I think that also attributed to how I was feeling at the time.
那这也影响到我那个时候的感受。
So by the third day, I really was telling God, I give up. I just, you can help me with this.
在第三天我就跟神说，我放弃了，你来帮助我。
I really entrust this matter to you because I need to pass this test in order to be able to work in September.
我把这件事托付于你，因为我需要通过这项考试，我才能在九月的时候开始工作。
So on the third day, I decided to just spend the time to pray and really reflect.
在第三天我决定就用我的时间来祷告，然后反省。
So at the same time, I still had to do my exam.
那当然，我还是需要完成这项考试。
So I decided to wake up early in the morning.
所以我决定早上的时候早起。
And if you know me, it's very hard for me to wake up in the morning.
那假如你认识我的话，你就知道我要早起是非常困难的事。
But I still had to do it, so I woke up very early in the morning to get my exam done.
但是我还是要做，所以我就非常早起，然后来完成我的考试。
And I guess what I really learned from that experience is if you really entrust everything to God, He makes it so easy afterwards.
那我从这件事学到的教训是，假如你把所有的事都交托于神的话，那他会让所有的事都变得非常的容易。
Because I finished my exam on Thursday night and I submitted it.
因为我在礼拜四晚上的时候就把我的考试做完了，然后也交进去。
And I just said to God, you know, it's up to you now. It's up to you.
我就跟神说，这全部都在你的手上了。
And so I just kept focus on class and I went through the, you know, the like 3 days passed, four days passed.
我就认真的上课，然后四天就过了。
And I remember it was a Tuesday, Tuesday morning.
那我记得说是一个星期二早上。
I got an email from one of the resumes I sent out on July 4th.
我拿到了一个我7月4号送去履历表的一个工作的回复。
I had completely forgotten about those resumes I sent because I just looked all over the internet for different jobs.
我已经完全忘记了我寄了那些履历表，因为我当时是在网络上找各种的工作。
But then that day, I just got the email and it says, "Hi, Selena, I'm interested in, you know, having you work for me. Would you be interested?"
那天的回复，他就跟我说，哦，Selena，我其实蛮有，就是对你来跟我们工作还蛮有兴趣的。那你会有兴趣吗？
And I think it was really amazing that it was from that day of searching for jobs that it came back to me.
那我觉得还蛮奇妙的说，既然那天我在找工作，那就得到了一个回复。
Because I honestly wasn't expecting a response from any of those people.
因为我其实没有预料说那些任何的工作会回复我。
But amazingly, God does His work.
但是很奇妙的，主做了他的工。
That in that email, it really showed me how much God can work over us.
那个回复真的告诉了我，神是能够为了我们做多么奇妙的事。
And it really made me also think that, you know, after I really entrust everything to God, He shows me this.
那也让我发觉说，我把所有的事情都交托于神之后，他就让我看，让我遇上了这件事。
But then at the time, in the email they said they wanted to interview me.
那回复中他告诉我说想要面试。
But then I was in California and the interview was in New York.
但那个时候我在加州，那面试在纽约。
So I was a little nervous and I just sent over an email and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not in New York. Could we do an interview over the phone or video?"
所以我就还蛮紧张的，我也回复他们说，我现在不在纽约，我可不可以通过视讯或者是电话来面试？
And I was really nervous, so I really prayed about it.
那我很紧张，所以我就为了这件事认真的祷告。
But thankfully, the email came back to me and said, "Oh yeah, that's fine."
感谢神，他们的回答告诉我说是没关系。
So then, they told me a time to set up the interview.
他就告诉我面试的时间。
And they had actually mixed up the West Coast time and the East Coast time.
那他们其实把东岸跟西岸的时间搞混了。
So then they thought they scheduled the interview to be 3 o'clock over here, but then 1 o'clock over there. But then they mixed, or 12 o'clock over there. But then they mixed it. It's the other way around.
所以他们原本想要面试的时间是这里的下午中午十二点，那里的下午三点。
Yeah, so,
但是他们把它搞混了。
So then I actually missed my interview.
所以我就没有, 就是, 被面试到。
But then I remember being in the middle of PAP class and then getting an email that said, oh, can you do the interview now? And I looked at the time and I was like, wait, oh no. So then I like ran out of PAP class looking for a classroom to do the interview.
我记得那个时候我在上课, 然后就突然看到这个 email 上面说, 你现在可不可以来面试? 那我看到时间就吓一跳, 然后就赶快跑出去找了一个房间可以做我的面试。
So I originally wanted to just prepare myself and like get ready for the interview.
我原本是想要让我自己, 为了这个面试能够好好的做准备。
But then I was caught off surprise and just had to like rush out of class and just get the interview done.
但是这件事, 因为是突然来的, 所以我就需要赶快出去, 然后就赶快做我的面试。
I remember before I did my interview, I really prayed in silence and asked God to guide the interview.
我记得在面试之前, 我就默祷, 然后求神带领我的, 面试。
And so really thank God the interview went well and they wanted to see me the week after when I went back.
真的感谢神的面试还很顺利, 那在下一个礼拜他想要我当面进去面试。
So when I went to the interview, my principal wasn't even there for the interview.
我去面试的时候, 我的校长他那个时候, 他其实不在面试。
Which means my boss wasn't even there for the interview. She sent other people to interview me.
所以我的主管他不是面试我的人, 他其实是派了别人来面试我。
So I remember I was really, really nervous, but then I didn't really have to be that nervous.
我记得那个时候我非常的紧张, 但其实我不需要那么紧张。
Because God really guided me through that interview, and it was so smooth.
因为神真的带领我过了这个面试, 那所有的事情都非常的顺利。
And after the interview, I was talking to the people who interviewed me, and it sounded like I got the job.
面试结束之后, 我跟我的面试官他们在聊天, 那就听起来很像我其实已经拿到了这份工作。
Because they were telling me about like transportation and how to get there and everything.
因为他们在跟我讲说, 就是交通的事情啊, 我要怎么到这个学校啊, 等等。
But they didn't tell me that I got the job.
但是他没有确切地告诉我说, 你拿到了这份工作。
So then I took the train home, and it took an hour and a half to get home.
所以我搭了火车回家, 那就花了一个半小时。
And the whole entire way home, I was like, okay, Lord, if, like, I really, I think at that point, I was like, God, if it's your will, then let it be, but if it's not, it's okay.
整个回去的车程, 我就想说, 神啊, 只要这是你的旨意的话, 那求你让他, 让我拿到工作, 只要不是的话, 那也没关系。
So I got home, and I looked at my email.
那回到家, 我就看了我的email.
And it said it arrived an hour already, an hour ago.
那我在一个小时之前就收到了一个email。
And in the email says, congratulations, you got the job. Can you make a decision in a day?
Email 上说, 恭喜你, 恭喜你, 你, 被录取了, 那你可不可以在一天之内回复我们?
So I guess the whole entire ride home, I was really nervous about getting the job, but then I'd already gotten it.
所以我回去的整个车程的时候, 我都其实非常紧张, 但在车上的时候, 我就已经拿到工作了。
But she only gave me one day to decide.
但她只有给我一天的时间决定。
And I guess similarly to Ruth, I was a little indecisive about what to do. What if this is not the one? What if I regret?
跟 Ruth 姐妹有一点, 相似, 我也是一直在想说, 我是不是应该要接受这份工作, 我会不会, 后来, 后悔?
So it was then that I guess I had started reading the Book of Psalm in that summer.
我那个暑假开始在, 读诗篇。
And every day I would read a few chapters.
我每天都会读几篇。
And on that day, I got to Psalms 111.
我那天刚好读到诗篇111篇。
So let's turn to Psalms 111.
所以我们请翻开诗篇111篇。
Psalm 111, verse 4.
诗篇111篇第四节。
It says, He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassions. Verse 5.
第五节。
He has given food to those who fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant.
第四节, 他行了奇事使人纪念主有恩惠有怜悯。第五节, 他赐粮食给敬畏他的人, 他必永远纪念他的人。
So I think when I read this chapter or this verse, it really comforted me a lot.
我读到这一篇的这两个经节的时候, 我得到了许多的安慰。
Because I was so afraid about finding a job.
因为我一直为了找工作的事情非常的担心。
But in this psalm, it tells us that God is merciful.
但是这个诗篇告诉我们说主有恩惠。
Right, he will remember his covenant that he's made to us.
他会纪念他的约。
And so for me, it was very clear what the will of God was.
所以对我来说，神的旨意非常的清楚。
And so I guess without hesitation, I responded back to her.
所以我就没有再犹豫，就回复了他。
Even though the job was really far away.
虽然那份工作非常离我家非常的远。
Even though I had to wake up super early to get to the job.
虽然我需要每天都很早起去上班。
But I knew that this was the opportunity that God has given me.
但是我知道说这是神要给我的机会。
It was a very humbling experience from God.
这个经验让我学习了谦卑。
It really taught me that sometimes I am of very little faith.
因为它让我学习到我有时候其实是非常小信的人。
Right, if I had just trusted God completely, then I didn't have to go through all that stress.
假如我就一开始就完全的相信神的话，那我就不需要这么有压力。
And so I really learned that God is faithful.
我学习到主是信实的。
You know, it says here that he's given food to those who fear him.
这个经节写说他赐粮食给敬畏他的人。
So I really didn't have to worry about so many things.
所以我其实不需要为了这么多事情而担忧。
And it was really amazing, actually.
其实是非常奇妙的。
I was actually worried about looking for a job and also going to RHTS after NYTS.
因为我当时在担心的不只是在找工作，但还有要去参加高中生的学生联会。
Because the concern was if I didn't find a job by the time RHTS came around, then maybe I wouldn't be able to go.
因为我当时担心，假如我在联会之前还没有找到工作的话，那我就不能去参加学生联会。
But God is really wonderful because He gave me a job right before RHTS, so I didn't even have to worry about it.
但神真的是非常的美好，他让我在学生联会开始之前就找到工作。
And I really was surprised afterwards when I was listening to other people and their job hunts.
那我在之后跟别人讨论他们找工作的经验的时候，我就非常的惊讶。
And they say that they send out hundreds of resumes.
因为他们说他们寄了一百多个几百个履历表。
Right, and it takes them months to find a job.
然后花了好几个月才找到工作。
But God was really faithful to me in that He found me a job within a month and a half.
但是神对我真的非常的信实，那他让我在一个半月之内就找到工作。
So from this experience, I realized that you know.God knows our needs.
所以从这个经验，我学习到神知道我们的需要。
God knows every one of our circumstances, and He will give us according to the needs that we have.
神知道我们现在身处什么环境，然后他也会根据我们的需要而供给给我们。
And what is even more amazing is afterwards.
那更奇妙的是之后。
Before I started the job, I was talking to a sister in church.
我在开始工作之前，我在跟教会里面的一位姐妹讲话。
I had heard from another sister that she was also working in the same area as me.
我从另外一个姐妹那边听到说，这位姐妹她在工作的地方跟我的工作的地方蛮近。
So I asked her, I was like, hey, I heard you're working in the same area. We could carpool to work together.
我那个时候就问她说，哦，我听说你在很近的地区也是在那边工作，我们要不要一起搭车开车去上班？
And then she said, oh, I'm not working there anymore.
她就告诉我说，哦，我其实已经不是在那里工作了。
And so I asked her, how come?
我就问她说，为什么？
And she said, oh, I'm not working at that school anymore because I'm obligated to stay at the school that I'm at.
她说，我不在那个学校那间学校工作，因为我需要待在我现在的这个学校。
And so I asked her what school it was, and she said the school number, and it was my school.
然后我就问他说是哪一个学校，那他告诉我学校的号代码之后，我就发现其实是我的学校。
And so she told me that she originally was going to take the job that I took.
他跟我说他原本是要接受我后来拿到的这份工作。
But then because she couldn't she had to stay at her previous school.
但是他因为需要留在他之前的学校。
So then she told me like a timeline of everything and it matched mine.
所以他就给了我他就是过去几个月 的时间表大概发生的事情的时间，然后就跟我的完全对照起来。
And she was just joking and she was like, look, God gave you this job and I held it for you.
然后他就跟我说，哦，你看神给了你这份工作，然后我当时就先帮你站住他，留住这个份工作的位置。
But I really thought about what she said, and it was true.
然后我就真的在思考他告诉我的话，然后发现是真的。
You know, sometimes we worry so much, but God already has a plan.
有时候我们为事情那么的担忧，但其实神是已经有计划了。
You know, everything was already set in place, and I just had to, have faith and wait for it.
所有的事情都已经为我预备好了，我只需要有信心来等待。
You know, if I didn't like panic or stress so much about it, and just follow God's will, then I wouldn't have been so stressed.
假如我没有这么担忧的话，然后就只是照着神的旨意行的话，我就不需要有那么多的压力。
Right, so from that experience, I really learned that we need to trust God.
从这个经验，我学习到我们需要相信神。
That we need to be able to submit to God's will.
我们需要可以顺服神的旨意。
And that, no matter how hard life gets, we should always have faith in God.
不论人生变得多么的艰难，我们都需要一直对神有信心。
Because God always has a plan that is so much more better than what we had imagined.
因为神给我们的计划一定都比我们自己所计划的还要好上百倍。
Yeah, so I really learned that, God is faithful.
所以我也学习到神是信实的。
And so, after I got the job, I really understood how amazing God is.
我拿到这份工作之后，我更加的了解到神是多么的美好。
Because I actually didn't meet my boss until the first day of work.
因为我其实是到上班的第一天，我才真的见到了我的主管。
And I had to ask my colleague which one was the boss.
我还需要问我的同事说哪一位是主管。
And she turned out to be a really, really relaxed person, and she was very easygoing.
结果她是一个非常亲切的一个人。
And she was also one that wasn't overbearing and just left me to do what I wanted.
她也不会说一直从上面给我施压，她就让我做我想要做的事。
Yeah, so really thank God that he gave me this job.
所以感谢神，他给了我这份工作。
And in our life, we have so many things that we ask God for help with.
我们生命中时常向神求许多事情上面的帮助。
But let us remember that God is faithful.
但是我们需要记得说神是信实的。
So may all the glory be unto His name.
愿一切荣耀都归于神。
感谢主，我们也谢谢两位姐妹的见证。
Thank God, and we thank the two sisters for their testimonies.
让我们看到说人在未知，人在面对未知的时候，倚靠神，神总是会有最好的安排。
So that we see when we are facing the uncertain, God will give us His best arrangement.
但是其实，在听他们的见证的时候
，through listening to their testimonies,
一方面为他们感到感谢。
On the one hand, I was very thankful for their sake.
一方面却有点想哭。
But on the other hand, I kind of wanted to cry.
因为让我想到我刚毕业之后的第一个 interview.
Because I thought of my own first interview after graduation.
我的第一个 interview 很 exciting, huh?
My first interview was very exciting.
在曼哈顿。在曼哈顿哦。
It was in Manhattan.
所以我去的路上啊，很兴奋，很紧张。
On my way there, I was very anxious and very nervous.
我可能在曼哈顿上班哦。
I might be working in Manhattan.
结果到了曼哈顿以后。
And when I arrived in Manhattan,
找到了那一栋大楼。
When I found the building,
坐电梯上去。
And took the elevator up,
找到了办公室啊，找到了他的那个公司。
Found the company's office.
结果进不去。
I couldn't get in.
奇怪，门都是锁着。
Oh, so weird. The doors were locked.
我就在那里看，从窗户看，里面通通都没有人。
So I tried to peek through the window, and there was no one inside.
我想说，是不是我记错日子了
？And I thought, did I remember the wrong date?
走来走去，后来看到有一张布告。
And I walked around, and I saw an announcement.
在我到的半个小时前。
Half an hour before I arrived,
they were FBI raided.
They were raided by the FBI.
They were raided and shut down by FBI. 啊，就是半个小时前他就被那个美国联邦调查局把他关起来。
Just half an hour before I arrived, the FBI shut them down.
啊，但是我告诉自己啊。
But I told myself.
啊，感谢主啊，我要是来得早一点哦。
Thank God if I got here any earlier.
说不定就一起被带走了。
Maybe they would have taken me too.
啊，神要怎么带领人的脚步，其实我们不知道啊。
We don't know how God will lead our steps.
有时候我们的脚步可能像他们一样，神为你预备了一个美好的工作。
Sometimes perhaps our footsteps will be like theirs, and God had already arranged a good job for you.
但是对有些人来说，可能是需要一段磨练的历程。
But for others, it might take a period of time for us to be trained.
但是不管神为你预备的是什么样的道路。
But no matter what kind of path God prepared for you,
我们都要记住一件事啊。
You must remember one thing.
神对你所存的心意是赐福气的心意。
The will of God for you is one for giving blessings.
我们一起来同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿们。我们休息一下，然后准备祷告会。
Take a break and then we have prayer session.